We are reading in the Baal Sulam writings, we are in the article, the Torah of Wisdom of Kabbalah and its essence, under the heading Root and Branch in the Worlds. You can send questions, pertinent questions to the lesson will be aired during the lesson. So the heading is Root and Branch in the Worlds. Now it is easy to understand the matter of root and branch in the worlds. Each of the manifold, still vegetative, animate, and speaking in this world has its corresponding part in the world above it, without any difference in its form, but only in its substance. Thus, an animal or a rock in this world is a corporeal matter, and its corresponding animal or rock in the higher world is a spiritual matter, occupying no space or time. However, their quality is completely the same. And here, we should certainly add the matter of relation between matter and form, which is naturally conditioned on the quality of form too. Similarly, with the majority of the still vegetative, animate, and speaking in the upper world, you will find their similitude and likeness in the world above the upper. This continues through the first world, where all the elements are completed, as it is written, and God saw that everything he had made, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. This is why the Kabbalists wrote that the world is at the center of everything, indicating the above that the end of the act is in the first world, meaning the goal. Also, the remoteness from the goal is called the descent of the worlds from their emanator down to this corporeal world, which is the farthest from the purpose. However, the end of everything corporeal is to gradually develop and achieve the goal that the Creator had designed for them. Meaning, the first world, compared to this world, which we are in, it is the last world, meaning the end of the matter. This is why it seems that the world of the purpose, or the goal, is the last world. And we, the people of this world, are in between them.
You should read it again. People are not yet getting it.
Again, the heading is Root and Branch in this world, in the worlds. Now it is easy to understand the matter of root and branch in the worlds. Each of the manifold, still vegetative, animate, and speaking in this world has its corresponding part in the world above it, without any difference in its form, but only in its substance. Thus, an animal or a rock in this world is a corporeal matter, and its corresponding animal or rock in the higher world is a spiritual matter, occupying no space or time. However, their quality is completely the same. And here, we should certainly add the matter of relation between matter and form, which is naturally conditioned on the quality of form as well. Similarly, with the majority of the still vegetative animate and speaking in the upper world, you will find their similitude and likeness in the world above the upper. This continues throughout to the first world where all the elements are completed. As it is written, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. This is why the Kabbalist wrote that the world is at the center of everything, indicating the above, that the end of the act is the first world, meaning the essence or the goal. Also, the remoteness from the goal is called the descent of the worlds from their emanator down to the corporeal world, the farthest from the purpose. However, the end of everything corporeal is to gradually develop and achieve the goal that the Creator had designed for them, meaning the first world, compared to this world, which we are in, is the last world, meaning the end of the matter. This is why it seems that the world of the purpose is the last world, and we, people of this world, are in between them.
Between the first world and the lowest world. That's how we need to feel ourselves and what we do. Where is our goal, our purpose? By connecting, combining these two worlds. When we are in the middle between the two. Moscow one.
Если человек только стремится к цели, еще не связан с ней.
If a person just yearns for the goal and is not yet connected to that first world.
Но он, допустим, как-то вот ну к ней мог уже быть присоединен.
But let's say he could somehow be connected to it.
Язык ветвей, он как-то может его ну использовать.
Maybe the language of branches in this situation.
Can't ask about correctly about everything. He has to simply read, incorporate in the group and try as much as possible to invite the reforming light. And after some time, and it could be a few years, he will begin to feel the connection between and the things that he is learning about and his feelings between the mind and the heart and what he's reading in the books, and then he will begin to speak to the point, but it doesn't come quickly.
Rav, what does Baal Salaam mean when he says a corporeal? What is a corporeal one?
What we feel in our senses.
Because we learned about an imaginary world and a corporeal world, and in this world it's, I don't know.
I understand you, but we shouldn't be too precise about those things. Later when they come into feeling, we'll understand exactly what he's talking about. For the time being, just accept it. It's not interfering.
Good morning, Rav. Thank you for the lesson. What he wrote in the excerpt, and he gave an example of an animal or a rock, and he said the difference between them is the substance that's different between the worlds, but their quality is equal. What does that exactly mean?
The difference between the worlds is the one who attains the world, he attains the essence of the Creator in the world. That's the important thing. There are no worlds, there is no difference between the created beings, but it's only according to how much the portion of the Creator is found in each and every one. This is what we feel, this portion is what we identify, and this is what we have. This we have to locate and find. That's it.
Thank you.
If there's no more, we'll go forward, Moshe.
We're in the heading, The Essence of the Wisdom of Truth. Now it is clear that at the emergence of the living species in this world and the conduct of their existence are a wondrous wisdom, the appearance of the godly abundance in this world and the world, the degrees and the conduct of their actions unite to create a wondrous wisdom far more than the science of physics. This is so because the science of physics is merely knowledge of the arrangements of a particular kind existing in a particular world. It is unique to its subject, and no other science is included in it. This is not so with the wisdom of truth, because it is knowledge of the whole of the still vegetative and animate and speaking in all the worlds, in all their instances and conducts, as they were included in the thought of the Creator, that is, in the purposeful subjects. For this reason, all the teachings in the world, from the least of them to the greatest of them, are wondrously included in them, and it equalizes all the various teachings, the most different and most remote from one another, as the East from the West. It makes them all equal, meaning until the orders of each teaching are compelled to come by its ways. For example, the science of physics is arranged precisely by the order of the worlds and the sefirot. Similarly, the science of astronomy is arranged by the same order, and so is the science of music, etc. Thus, we find that all the teachings are arranged in it and follow a single connection and a single relation. And they are all like the relation of the child to its progenitor. Hence, they are contingent upon one another. That is, the wisdom of truth is contingent upon all the teachings, and all the teachings are contingent upon it. This is why we do not find a single genuine Kabbalist without comprehensive knowledge in all the teachings of the world, since they acquire them from the wisdom of truth itself, as they are included in it.
You know, read it at least, read again at least from, for example, the science of physics, maybe from here? Where's the wisdom? This is not so with the wisdom of truth.
This is not so with the wisdom of truth, because it is knowledge of the whole of the still vegetative, animate, and speaking in all the worlds, and in all their instances and conducts as they were included in the thought of the Creator. That is, in the purposeful subjects. For this reason, all the teachings in the world, from the least of them to the greatest of them, are wondrously included in it, and it equalizes all the various teachings the most different and the most remote from one another, as the East from the West, it makes them all equal, meaning until the order of each teaching are compelled to come by its ways.
Meaning, although we don't have so many connections between physics and chemistry and astronomy, each and everything that we learn from nature, from various forms and manifestations of nature, the wisdom of Kabbalah speaks about all of creation in a holistic way that encompasses everything. So when we study it, we learn about the general laws and also the specific laws in all of creation. If we would know and understand all the laws of nature through the wisdom of Kabbalah, we wouldn't actually, in essence, need any other wisdom in order to understand who are we, what are we, where are we, how do we behave, what works on us. Nothing. Rather, by studying it through the different manifestations of what we can perceive as physics, chemistry, biology, zoology, and so on and so forth, it's a result of our own limitations. For example,
the science of physics, which is arranged precisely by the order of the worlds and the sefirot. Similarly, the science of astronomy is arranged by the same order, and so is the science of music, etc. Thus we find that all the teachings are arranged in it and follow a single connection and a single relation. And they are all like the relation of the child to its progenitor. Hence, they are contingent upon one another. That is, the wisdom of truth is contingent upon all the teachings, and all the teachings are contingent upon it. This is why we do not find a single genuine Kabbalist without comprehensive knowledge in all the teachings of the world, since they acquire them from the wisdom of truth itself, as they are included in it.
PT6.
Rav, can we show how physics are connected to Sefirot and worlds of the wisdom of Kabbalah?
Well, of course you can. You understand physics. You understand the Sefirot, so connect the two and see.
I don't understand.
So how do you want me to show it to you?
Again, if Baal HaSulam comes and claims that all of physics and astronomy and music is all built on these structures of the Sefirot and the worlds, so without me, I don't know, I'm asking, without me becoming a world expert in the wisdom of Kabbalah, show all kinds of connections to say,
how can you show these connections? The wisdom of Kabbalah is the root to all those sciences.
That's what I'm asking.
So you can't. You need to know the wisdom of Kabbalah. You need to know the general nature, its general laws. And then you will be able to go to all the other forms. And see each thing as a special expression of the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Why am I asking? Because if we even had a way to show part of this connection that Baal HaSulam is talking about, we would have an amazing instrument for dissemination here.
Don't worry about dissemination, sir. Worry about yourself. It's not concerned dissemination. Dissemination will come. Until they will come to a state where they can hear something, this is still a ways ahead of us. You just worry about yourself. How do you combine these two things together?
And how can I really try to approach this task that you told me about?
So as much as you can, as quickly as possible, open for yourself all the spiritual degrees, and then you'll understand how each and every spiritual degree includes in it everything that exists underneath it in all the sciences of this world. Because after all the sciences of this world explain to you the essence of a spiritual degree in a specific, in a special way. Through sounds, through substances, through different reactions and chemistry and so on and so forth. Through waves, it's all one reaction of the light on the vessel and the vessel on the light.
Can.
Rav, can I ask?
Yes.
Why did Kabbalists have to study the seven wisdoms of the world, like the seven
lattices? In order to connect the two.
For what?
Because during their time, it wasn't known, it wasn't revealed. Whereas today, it is, we know enough about our world. We finish school, many people finish university, we are involved in this world, so we don't need to learn all these additional things except for the wisdom of Kabbalah. Although I even have notebooks from Baal Sulam, where he himself wrote about and studied waves and all kinds of things. But I think he learned it not in order to gain an understanding, but in order to know how they refer to all the different parts of the waves and particles in science, so he could use the terminology. To use it in his articles that he wrote for others.
Thank you, Rav. I didn't understand why he's comparing the wisdom of Kabbalah and the rest of the wisdoms, where he says that it includes them, but...
Wisdom of Kabbalah is a science of nature. But the general nature, all of nature that we have around us, that's the wisdom of Kabbalah.
But it sounds like he's saying it's like another wisdom, kind of.
No, it's not another wisdom. It's a wisdom that includes in it all the wisdoms of this world and the wisdom of the upper world. The connection between the Creator and all the created beings. We don't learn about the Creator himself. Rather, we only learn about his attitude, his behavior toward the created being. This is called the wisdom of Kabbalah.
The wisdom of Kabbalah, its language, comes from the branches?
Which branches?
The corporeal branches.
No. What are you talking about? Wisdom of Kabbalah comes to us from above. In fact, that a person, through his efforts in the group and turning to the Creator, he is rewarded with the light of the Creator, and then he begins to understand the connection between root and branch, branch and root. By that, he has the wisdom.
I'm asking about the language itself. It's all borrowed from the corporeal language. Even when we say still vegetative animal and speaking, is there such a thing that...
You're speaking about Hebrew itself. You can take any other language.
So about the language. So the language that we take, when we even say still vegetative animal and speaking in the upper world, it's kind of borrowed from the fact that we're saying still vegetative animal and speaking in the lower world.
I don't understand you.
I don't know how to explain this. The upper world, we after all say it's abstract. You can't define it in names, right?
Yes.
So I'm asking whether the language that we're using to define the upper world is borrowed from all the rest of the wisdoms.
Not from the rest of the wisdoms. We take the lower world, as he explains to us in the using the language of branches. In part one of study of Ten Sefirot, inner observation, he explains to us about the language of branches. And the Kabbalists found that for them, this language was ready, is perfectly suited, and there's a connection between the upper world and the lower world. And they can receive the names from the lower world in order to use these names to refer to various states, various upper modes.
But they discovered it according to discovering of states in the lower world?
They discovered it from the connection that they revealed between the lower world and the upper world. And then they saw that in this way they can use our language, our daily language, in order to speak about spiritual states.
So it's not by chance that they found a special language. It's a reflection of it.
No, of course it's not a coincidence. It's a copy of the upper world into the matter of this world. The matter is man, first of all. We're built in such a way that the upper light, when it comes to us, it works on our sight, hearing, smell, taste, touch, on our mind, on everything of which we are made. And then he awakens in us various forms that are similar to some extent to the upper forms, at least in some way that we can refer to the actions, the spiritual actions that happen to us. We can refer to them using our corporeal language. From that we get the entire language. Otherwise, how will you write the study of the Ten Sefirot? All of it speaks of the actions between the light and the vessels, those we cannot even feel. But if you feel it, you discover that you can talk about it using such a language of lights, vessels, coarseness, hardness, screen, the intensity of the light, the height, so on and so forth. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Good. We didn't have PT 19 today. How can it be?
Yes, good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. So I want to continue to ask you, the wisdom of truth, they say, is progenitor all the other wisdoms. So how can spiritual wisdom connect to let's say all the wisdoms? Well, I'm not done yet. I have one more sentence. And it says, and all the wisdoms take from it. Hence, you don't find a genuine Kabbalist. What's the connection? A genuine Kabbalist has to know all the wisdoms?
Okay, you're done?
That's one question.
I'll tell you. The Creator is the source of all of creation. All of creation comes out as existence out of absence in the will to receive. And from the Creator comes a light that arranges this desire in various forms that are similar to the light. And in a process whereby all these forms will advance toward the light, toward the Creator. Therefore, we can consequently speak of the spiritual worlds using the language of the branches.
Okay, so he says we can't find a genuine Kabbalist. What does he mean that we can't find a single genuine Kabbalist?
If we are speaking of the Kabbalist, we are speaking of a person who, in addition to feeling spirituality, also feels corporeality, and he discovers the connection between corporeality and spirituality is branch and root.
But a Kabbalist kind of needs to know both languages, this and that, to be involved in both languages.
Correct.
Understood. Thank you.
We're going to tests.
We're going to move to the next part of the lesson from tests.